let's go back to item three we've had, which is progress reports from the task forces. What I thought we could do, when we had our informal session, we touched upon the importance of the task forces and the work that they did. But I just thought we need to put together some slides just to show you the work that the various task forces have been doing over the last few years. Because task forces are very important. They, as you know, have a geographical responsibility for the different waterfronts and are very active. And we get into, we try not to get too much into detail today. We'll certainly get into detail when we get into the schemes on the waterfront. So, if you could.
Thank you, Chair. how the remit of the Talmud task force runs all the way from Jinran in the west to Leiyun in the east, excluding the Kaitech development area. And during the last term, the task force played an important role in the planning and implementation of various projects, such as the OCP amendments at the Xinhua waterfront, the development plan of the West Kowloon Cultural District, the design of the Thai culture, its bus terminus open space, the comprehensive development at Yau Tong Bay, and a few quick win comfort and housing projects, including the Thai Culture Advance Promenade, the Hong Kong Promenade, were also opened for public use or under construction. So looking ahead, the task force will continue to advise on the implementation of the Yangmate landscape deck from the arising from the central Kowloon route. The renovation of the Hong Kong Cultural Center complex at the waterfront. The development plan of the West Kowloon Cultural District will continue to come to us, and that pedestrian connectivity as well as resolving the port parking problem in the area. So about the task force on water and interface, that we have discussed quite a number of issues, including the public landing facilities, the waterborne transportation, timely shelters for operation and marina development, etc. And in the coming term, we have in the pipeline the proposal on the barrier free access to public landing facilities, seeking to improve the water quality in timely shelters, and also the preparatory work for commencing a study on the holistic planning of water and interface issue in the harbor. So I try to recap the key works that we have done, and I'll pass to back to the chairs of the task force to present a progress report of the task force.
Okay. Just a few members, each chair, task force chair presents a report on the work seen on my task force in the intervening period between the group meetings with the commission. So what I'd ask the chairs to do is, particularly for new members, if they could put some flavour, if you like, just to some of the comments and the reports, a bit of background. Again, giving new members an idea of the type of work and the type of situations that we consider at the task forces. I'll start with a main report on the Hong Island Task Force. And I think you all got a copy of that report. You see that you can see we dealt with a number of items at the last task force meeting. The first item that we looked at was a proposal by EPD to put a pilot community green station underneath the IEC. Now, obviously, we thought that was from a community perspective and a village perspective, that was a good idea. And it's essentially an area which where people will bring their rubbish and where rubbish is sorted, and it's all out of the public eye from the view of the IEC. But as you see, the members raised various points about using the facility perhaps for educational purposes as well, and also perhaps considering some recycling in the new centre, and obviously to be careful about potential nuisances that arise from operation. And what happens is all these comments are fed back to the champion department, if you like, DPD here, and they're asked to take them up and respond to come back to us. More on a larger scale, we then looked at the proposals in terms of amending the Wanchai North Outland Zoning Plan. This was particularly in relation to the rezoning of the plan to enable the site above the new railway station to be developed for convention purposes. Again, you see that you raised a number of concerns in supportive of the general direction, but concerns particularly about traffic. Traffic is already a serious issue around the convention centre. connectivity again is something we focus on with Raise Brand, I suppose, but about looking at the adequacy and capacity of the proposed corporate systems. We think we're asking for people to come back to us. And particularly the scene that we've asked when the planning department prepares a planning brief, the issues such as connectivity, landscaping, and transport facilities are dealt with within the brief. And the planning department, as you see, have agreed to engage the commission when they're preparing that planning brief. So, again, we think that's an important step forward, keeping an eye on the situation. We believe, if you like, if no surprises possible. We then moved on to look at the what's described as a signature project scheme. This is the revitalisation and enhancement of the piers at the Western Wholesale Food Market. This is an initiative. This is an initiative which has been generated, if you like, or it was promoted by the local district council. And they came to agree on their ideas for revitalising the piers and particularly providing public access on that area. There are five piers, of which only one is in active use, so there are four piers which could be used for public access and for more potentially for things like food and beverage. And as you see, members were unanimously in support of the proposal. And we actually suggested to the district council that they might be more ambitious in terms of what they were trying to achieve. And you see there's the issue around dogs. If we have two issues within the community, I think I mentioned before, which were going to cause us some friction, it's bicycles and dogs. I think dogs raised their head in this case as well. You've probably seen also publicity in the media. I think the district council have engaged Hong Kong University to produce an enhanced scheme. I think it is. It certainly doesn't involve a lot more now than just the four peers. And I've asked Winnie and the Harm Unit to get them to come to us with that scheme so we can see exactly what's involved. But it seems to me there may be reclamation involved and that would get us into other difficult areas. And then you see we also spent time looking at the land use proposals for the western part of Kennedy Town. There was an incineration plant there, you may remember, which is now gone. There are two piers there which are fighting to keep, which we think have a potential site and leisure and recreation use. We also had some concern about increased density. Like many of the areas in Hong Kong, Kennedy Town has become the central attraction for housing development, and we're just concerned that the public facilities, also the waterfront, might be affected. This sort of might be detrimentally affected by too dense a scheme of development. We talked about, as you see, relocating the public mortuary. And some ideas from members as to where it might be sited, but we were told that there isn't much choice as to where it can go. Encouraging local residents on that. And then again, you can see at the bottom of page 5, focus on connectivity, getting the people to the water, getting the people along the waterfront. We felt that was a weakness in the plan. We've asked Plan B to take that out as well. So I hope that gives you a flavour, if you like, of what we want to consider the options of our Northern Ireland meeting. That's probably fairly typical of our agenda, 4 or 5 items, and probably a 23-hour session. All right, thank you. Right, shall we go to contact, Vincent? Thank you.